Author Neil Gaiman has earned many accolades for his books and graphic novels, including Hugo and Nebula Awards for American Gods and The Graveyard Book. Two of his books, Coraline and Stardust, were made into blockbuster movies. Gaiman will be one of the featured speakers at the West Virginia Book Festival later this month. Neil Gaiman is primarily a fiction writer. He has crafted vivid characters who inhabit worlds that straddle the familiar and the fantastical. Strands of ancient and modern mythology run through much of Gaiman's work. His love of fantasy is evident in his decades-long collaboration with West Virginian artist Charles Vess, who illustrated the novel Stardust, among others. Gaiman says that's not his only connection to Appalachia, though.
Also, books of mine, like American Gods, in some ways began with my readings of the Appalachian folktales. The strange things that happened, or to my mind, strange things that happened, to folktales as they moved from England across the water. And the things that they would keep a wit, they would keep the wits, they would keep the triumph of intelligence and of craftiness. But they would lose, they'd lose magic. And that fascinated me. And that actually, in some ways, was the starting point for writing an entire novel, American Gods. And I don't think that people would ever point to that and go, ah, this came out of the Appalachian Jack stories. But in a lot of ways, it did.
Neil Gaiman has spoken at length in the past about his love of libraries, so I asked him his thoughts about the future of libraries in the digital age.
I think the heartbreaking thing about libraries in this era of new technology is they are becoming more important, not less.
Gaiman says libraries are often the only places that people who don't have access to the internet can go to connect with the digital world. He also points to the changing role of librarians. They used to serve as navigators in an ocean of printed knowledge.
And information was hard to find. And it was hard to find because it was like a flower growing in a desert. You know, you had a long way to walk, but a librarian could take you to the flower. Now, it's more like flowers growing in the Amazon jungle. And you're trying to find a specific flower. Anyone who has spent 5 minutes Googling for information and just sees the amount of noise out there starts to realize that actually somebody who knows what they're doing is incredibly useful. And librarians know what they're doing.
Gaiman is one of the featured speakers at the West Virginia Book Festival next week in Charleston. He says he prefers a question and answer format for his talks because every audience is unique.
It would be easy to get up and give a talk or give the same talk over and over again. It's so much more fun for me to find out what people want to know and answer those questions, because they're always different. I love it when people ask questions. I love getting questions on cards. That's always fun, because at that point, you can look at them and you can go, oh, you know, there's 2 dozen people here who want to know about Doctor Who.
Gaiman wrote 2 episodes for the popular British TV series. One was called Nightmare in Silver, and the other was The Doctor's Wife. The author says that while he has traveled to and through West Virginia, he hasn't had the chance to speak here and is very excited about the opportunity to do so. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright.